In preparation for its 100th anniversary celebration in the years 1987 and 1988, Morehead State University is conducting a series of oral interviews with former students, staff, faculty members, and administrators. I am Audrey Jones, present director of external studies at Morehead State University, and today's date is Friday, July 29th, 1983. I am interviewing Lenora Isaacson Johnson, who entered Morehead State Normal in the summer of 1919, just before it became Morehead State Teachers College. Lenora, I think maybe we'll start out by talking a little bit about your family. You want to tell us about where you were born and where your family came from? And
well, I was born in Warren, Minnesota in 1900.
Uh-huh.
And my ancestors came from Norway. My father was born in Norway, but my mother was born in this country.
What type of occupation did they follow?
Well, my father was in politics at the time I was small. Later on, he went out on the farm, took over the home farm. And I think my mother was a housewife all the time.
You feel you're a real Minnesotan then. You were born here, you stayed here all your life?
Right, and Minnesota's the state that I like best.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in many of them.
Have you been in many? Mm-hmm. You've traveled or have you taught?
Traveled a great deal.
What caused you to decide to go on to school and work on degrees and things? Were your parents really interested in education?
Well, I should say so.
Mm-hmm.
From the time I was a little child, it was understood I was going to go on to college.
Is that right?
That's right. They hadn't had college themselves, but they were determined that their children were to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And since I was the oldest, I was the one they were working on first.
Right.
And even when I was small, I was teaching my brothers. I'd have little programs, and we'd put them on for Mother and Dad.
Is that right?
So teaching was in my blood, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I had aunts who were teachers.
With plenty.
And my grandfather was an instructor in Norway in the university at Stavanger.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've had ample role models. You said you had aunts who taught also, and so that was a part of your background. What type of a grade school did you attend as you were growing up?
A rural school.
A rural school?
8 grades.
All 8 grades in that rural school?
All 8 grades. Except I think I skipped 1 grade, so I made 7 grades out of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any memories about that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I think that we had a lot of fun there. We were like a family.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it was pretty cold in the wintertime because we had school that wasn't too windproof.
Mm-hmm.
But the teacher and the students really were like family. And we had lots of fun outside in the playgrounds. One little boy and I were the only beginners, so we used to be excused to go out and play early, and we used to play little houses and everything else.
Did you feel the teaching was good?
I think they did well for what they had to work with. Mm-hmm. I think they did very well, because I really learned.
Yes. Did you feel, now you went on to high school, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
When you went, I suppose, into a town then to go to school, where was this?
At Stephen, Minnesota.
Stephen, Minnesota. How did you feel you were prepared relative to the other students who were coming, were in your grade?
When I came in and saw that school, it seemed huge to me after a rural school.
Oh, yeah.
But when I started working in the classes, I found I could keep up with them without any effort.
I see. So
I had a good background from the teachers I'd had.
Uh-huh.
Father done a lot, too.
You had some home teaching.
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. What types of things did he teach you at home?
Mostly mathematics.
I was
having trouble with it at the time, and he really put me back on the route again, so I got to be a mathematics major.
That's interesting. Why did you choose Morehead Normal as the school you were going to come to? Do you have a memory about what caused you to come here?
Well, I think because it was probably the most convenient, and I knew people who had gone here, and I felt I'd be more at home here.
Mm-hmm. Now, you came only summers. Were you already teaching?
The first summer, I hadn't been teaching. I came right from high school.
I see.
Well, I was 19 when I came, but that was because my mother had to take me out for a year. She had one of my brothers broke his hip, and she had to go back and forth to Rochester with him, so I had to stay home that year. But when I got to 19, then I made up my mind I was going to start anyway, so I came here for 6 weeks of summer school.
Then you didn't stay in the fall?
No, we didn't have the money for it.
No, I see. That was the cost of having you away from home and that
right.
sort of thing, which meant you didn't go on. Did you then teach that year?
Yes, I taught in a rural school.
So you were right back home again, sort of.
51
students. 51
students. 8 grades. And really, all I really knew about teaching was how to keep the records and something about rural school class arrangements.
Yes. Oh, what a load for you to carry. That was trial by fire, huh?
Trial by fire. Every night I'd feel like quitting. In the morning I said, I've got to do it another day.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's hard. Were you teaching close to your home then?
No, I wasn't. I was teaching near East Grand Forks.
I see.
So I was homesick on top of everything else. Because I'd never been away from home very much.
Did they at least heat the building for you, or were you one of those rural teachers who had to come in and start the fire in the morning, too?
Well, we started the fire, but luckily there was a young boy at the place where I boarded who was there going to school, and he helped me with the fires and also with the sweeping afterwards.
Oh. When you were you boarding close to the school?
We were about a quarter of a mile. Mm-hmm. We used to race each other to school.
Uh-huh. You weren't much older than the students, were
no,
you?
No, I wasn't.
Not much at all.
In fact, lots of them seemed to be older than I was, and much taller, some of them.
Oh. Would you, let's go back now again for just a little bit to that first summer school. Obviously, there were, I took a look at the schedule, I cheated, for the summer school schedule for 1919. And it started at 7:30 in the morning and ended at 5:25 in the afternoon. Did you take classes almost all day, every day, or did you get a little time off?
Oh, we got some time off, but we really worked.
Uh-huh.
We made use of the time we had here because we didn't have many weeks, you see. Six weeks wasn't much.
6 weeks isn't very long, no. Do you remember any of the coursework? Do you remember what type of coursework you were taking at that time?
Well, I know I took an English class, and I was almost stupefied when I saw the list of books she wanted us to read, but I managed to get through them because I was a fast reader.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I think I gained a lot of speed that summer by reading. Then I also took this work on rural school teaching and was taught by a former county superintendent. I don't remember her name.
Well, now I have a few.
But she was an excellent teacher.
Uh-huh.
What I got from her was what really kept me going in that school.
I may not have, I have some people down here who taught that summer school. I had the Durbara, who was primary methods. That was a Mrs. You evidently didn't have her.
Mm-mm.
Did you have Superintendent Jacobson in math that summer?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You really weren't doing math.
No, I wasn't taking math the first summer.
No. So that
I know I had rural
Anna,
school.
Anna Swenson, might that have been
that
rural?
That sounds more familiar.
Yeah, she was rural education teacher at that time.
That's the one.
Yeah,
then.
That's the one, Anna Swenson. Yeah, can you remember anything at all about her?
I remember I liked her because she was very kindly and she was very helpful.
Mm-hmm. She had actually taught in rural schools herself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
I think she'd been a county superintendent, too.
Mm-hmm. That may well be. I don't have that information.
Well, she gave us all the things we needed to know about making out the records for the superintendent and keeping them for the school and so on, and about discipline. And I know one thing that she always emphasized, she says, remember, the center of the school is the child. You're there for the child's sake, not for yours.
Uh-huh.
I never forgot that.
No, that's a very important bit of philosophy for a teacher to have. But I'm sure there were some times that you wondered if you had 51 in eighth grades, whether you could follow through.
You know, some of the
that's really an impossible load. When people complain today, none of them know really what teachers went through in those
days. And I'll tell you what happened the first day of school.
Yes, do that.
The school board came to visit.
They did the first day.
The first day before we ever started.
Oh.
And I refused to start school until they left. I kept on talking to them. When they left, I started school.
Oh, surely. You didn't know the names of the children?
No, I hadn't had the chance to do anything.
Anything. No, no. Well, did you get any repercussions from that? Nobody came back?
They even asked me back at the end of the year, but I didn't go back.
No, that's too heavy a load, right. Do you remember anything else about that summer school? The English teacher... All English teachers seem to require an awful lot of reading, don't they?
Well, they did that year.
Yes. Do you remember any other classes that you took?
No, I can't remember. I suppose I did.
Uh-huh.
A history class, of course, would have been easy for me. I loved history.
You've always loved history, yes, haven't you?
And yes, mathematics after I once got it through my dad's coaching.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I know that everything was strange, mm-hmm, and it seemed like a huge place. And of course,
yes,
nowadays it has grown so much that what was here then is just a very small part.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, most of our classes were in that.
Were they in Weld Hall? Weld Hall, mm-hmm, right. It's still a beautiful building.
Yes, mm-hmm, it's lasted pretty well.
Yes, the president at that time was
Weld.
Did you meet him and have any contact with him personally?
Well, I'm sure that I was introduced to him because they were pretty friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I remember from that first summer and all the summers I went here was the assemblies.
They had assemblies in the summer.
Yes, they mm-hmm had assemblies, and we were required to attend. They took attendance.
Yes.
And if you were absent, why, you had to really give an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked them. I really got a lot out of the assemblies. We heard a lot of speakers that we wouldn't have heard otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them had a lasting effect on me.
On you. Mm-hmm. They changed your life, sort of, you felt?
In a way, they did.
Mm-hmm. In looking back over this daily program for the summer of 1919, I do see that, 10:05 to 10:20 every day, chapel. That's when you heard the speakers, I presume.
That's right.
Then it has from 10:25 to 10:40, chorus.
Well, that was, you didn't have to go to that.
You didn't have to go to that. That was just a place, that wasn't people just singing then. I thought maybe that was part of the chapel. You'd have a speaker and then there'd be a short musical.
You mean that was a second?
That was listed as a part of the day every day, but it maybe have been just rehearsal. Was there a chorus that ever sang for chapel along
with
the
speakers? Oh, yes. Sometimes we had choruses singing.
Sometimes had choruses
singing.
But we
only had one assembly a day, as far as I remember.
Yes. Uh-huh. So very probably that chorus practiced after chapel every day, and then once in a while they sang for chapel.
I'm sure they didn't have me in it because I couldn't sing.
I see. So music wasn't really one of your interests. Do you remember what types of topics they spoke at the?
Well, I remember we had this good geographer who's written a lot of geographies, and some of the things he said really impressed me.
They did.
And we had a speaker from Texas, and I remember particularly the way that he read the 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians. I never forgot that because he did it so beautifully.
Uh-huh.
We had Sinclair Lewis one time giving us a talk.
Oh,
there were many different speakers. Oh, yes, one I remember particularly was, now I don't remember his name, but he's written a lot of accounts about other countries. Well, and he was telling us about his experiences in the in Iran, I think it was.
It wouldn't have been Richard Halliburton.
Yes,
Halliburton. Is that who it was, Richard
and
Halliburton?
And he just kept us spellbound. You could have heard a pin drop during the time he talked. And when he got through, everybody sort of gave a sigh.
Yes. I remember his books from when I was in high school. Oh. I discovered them and read them, and it was as if you'd taken a trip to all of those places.
Well, you just felt you'd been there with him.
Mm-hmm. And you had Sinclair Lewis, too.
Yes, we had a number of noted people that came. They're the ones I remember right now. But
yes, yes. Did Weld ever speak? Did the president?
Yes.
What type of a speaker was he?
He was pretty good, I thought.
Uh-huh. I think it's amazing that you can remember the actual people you heard and what effect they had on you. I don't think I could recall any of the people I heard. I think that's really remarkable. How about, were there activities for you in the summer other than the chapel, which of course was required? Did they have programs other than chapel? Were there musical programs at night? Sometimes I think of summer school people missing quite a number of things that would happen during the nine-month normal academic year.
Oh, do you mean
year.
Just that first summer or the other
or any
summers?
Of the summers?
Well, later on when I wasn't so engrossed in rural school, I used to take a lot of athletics after, in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
We had, well, sometimes I took everything I could and managed in an evening.
Well, you
well they were at different times during the week, you know.
Yes.
And I remember that very distinctly. Mm-hmm. And we have special things in the evenings every so often, too. Mm-hmm. I don't remember right now just what they were.
Uh-huh.
Plays
so
sometimes.
They
musical.
Did have plays and musicals in the summer as well as.
Yes, they did.
Did you ever attend during a regular school year or was it all summers?
I did all my work in summer
all
schools.
All your work in summer
21
school.
21 summer schools to get my bachelor's and master's degrees.
Yes. Oh, that's hard work. A lot of intense work. Because you have such a little time to get it all done.
Of course, after a while, I began taking 9-week summer school at the University of At Grand Forks?
Yes.
I did 2 years here, and then I finished up at Grand Forks.
Mm-hmm. Why did you change? Was it because...
It's because I couldn't get the subjects I needed in the summertime here.
I see.
I took all I could here, and then there were some I needed, and I couldn't mm-hmm. get them, so... Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I went to Grand Forks and finished mm-hmm. finished the bachelor's, and then later I kept on going to summer schools and got my master's.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were here, then you were basically working on elementary... An elementary program, then is that right?
No.
No?
I taught rural school 5 years.
I see.
But I was working towards high school because that's where my interest lay.
I see.
And I kept, at that time, you could take examination for a high school teaching certificate. Mm-hmm. And so I was working towards that. And I finally got, so I thought I was ready. And I remember I wrote 3 days on those examinations. Mm-hmm. I can remember the physics examination and mm-hmm. the governments and so on, history and that. History didn't bother me, and the math examination wasn't too bad for me. Mm-hmm. But some of the science really took a lot of study.
That was difficult. Did you ever take science from Ballard then?
Yes, I took science from Ballard.
Mm-hmm. We have a Ballard Hall here. Mm-hmm. Do you remember him at all?
Yes, I remember. He's a nice man.
Was he a nice uh-huh. man? Uh-huh. Even though you didn't like the subject matter, you respected the teacher?
Well, I liked it, but it was hard work for me.
Yes, that wasn't quite where your talents
were. And by the way, I passed that examination and got my high school certificate for teaching.
You did, even the science part.
And after that, I started teaching in high school.
In the high school, mm-hmm. right. So after the first 5 years, then you moved into the high school. This was before you had finished your... four-year degree.
Oh,
of course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true competency-based education, isn't it? If you were competent, you could go ahead.
That was right.
Yes, that was really very good. Well, you talked about some of the physical activities that you took part in the summers. You remember then Flora Frick, I presume.
Oh, I remember her.
Yes,
I guess she never would give me more than a C in my mark, and I didn't like that.
Is that right? Why was this?
Well, I think, I don't know, I was getting B's and A's and everything else. Mm-hmm. So I went to her and said, why can't I get more than a C? I'll do anything you want me to. And she said, what do you want to be better than average? C is a good mark.
A C is a good grade. I think faculty members are still saying that today to people who get C's. It never satisfies the student.
No, it doesn't, not when you're putting all out.
No. Can you tell me what type of methods she used as she taught?
Well, her methods were good.
She was well organized.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed her classes, and I enjoyed working in those extra things we did in the evenings that she supervised. Mm-hmm. I liked her, except for the fact she wouldn't give me more to see.
That's right. What type of activities did you do in the classes?
In classes? Uh-huh. Well, we had ball, I know, volleyball.
Uh-huh. Volleyball.
And, you know, I really...
Was the swimming pool built at the time?
The swimming pool was built.
It was?
Yes. Uh-huh. I can remember trying to swim, but I didn't do very well.
Uh-huh. Well... That may have been part of the problem. I understand you had to have swimming certificate or something to teach in Minnesota at that time?
Not when I started.
Not when you started. That was maybe later on.
Later on, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then in that...
We did a lot of different games, I know. Mm-hmm. And we had tennis.
You had tennis, huh?
And we had horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. Were there tennis courts on the campus?
Yes. I played tennis in the evenings and mm-hmm. had class in our classes too. And mm-hmm. I got to be quite an expert at horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Oh, and bow and arrows.
Oh, yes. Archery too. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a pretty advanced school.
Basketball. And we didn't do any football.
No.
Uh-huh. But we did have basketball and volleyball.
Uh-huh. Did you have Maud Hayes for reading?
Oh, yes, I had Maud Hayes. I must have had her in English.
Oh, maybe that's the one that gave you all those books to read.
I bet it was. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know I was very much in awe of her.
Were you?
Uh-huh.
Why?
I don't know. She looked so very superior.
Did she? That was her manner, partially.
Yes. She was a very dignified lady.
Mm-hmm. How about her ability as a teacher?
She was good. Mm-hmm. I can't remember any teacher I didn't like.
Is that right?
They were all trying to do their best for us. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think probably are better than some I had later on at the University of North Dakota.
Is that right?
Some of them I didn't think were doing much.
Well, that's always nice for Morehead State people to hear, I think. Do remember what types of books she required you to read? That's an awful lot to ask of you to remember. Was it basically classical work?
It was a lot of classicals. Last Days of Pompeii, I can remember that one.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a general thing that they gave us.
Yes, how about Greek plays? Did you have Greek
plays? Yes, we had Greek plays.
Uh-huh.
That didn't bother me. I liked reading. I read all the time at home if I had a chance.
Mm-hmm. Odyssey, the Iliad and the Odyssey, were those required in those days?
Yeah, and I remember I enjoyed the essays of Emerson and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
it wasn't an easy course of study at all.
No, it wasn't.
I have down here a Mr. Reeder for Education and Psychology.
I didn't have him. I had a different psychology teacher later on.
Uh-huh.
A man who was superintendent of schools here, Reinertsen.
Mm.
I took a class with him.
Yes, that name sounds very familiar to me. Daniel Preston, do you know him?
In music. Well, I wasn't a
you
musician.
You weren't interested in music, so you wouldn't remember him.
I didn't have the ability. So.
Uh-huh. Well, you certainly do remember a lot about those people. I know that you were here now just at the end of the war.
First World War.
Do you remember
I must have been here longer than that.
Pardon?
I must have been here longer than that because I did 2 years' work here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you remember in 1919 veterans coming back? Were there veterans as a part of a number of your classes?
Not too many in the summer schools,
no.
I don't think.
You just don't
I don't remember any in the first summer school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I do remember a lot of veterans around town.
Yes, I would imagine you would have there. And I noticed that Alex Nemzik was listed as Lieutenant Alex Nemzik in the
I remember him, too, but of course I had no work with him.
No.
He was the big coach, wasn't he?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. He was the football coach.
I'm
just a little curious if you can remember any of these students. I came across an Ella Iverson, who is a relative of mine. Do you remember Ella Iverson at all?
Name sounds familiar, but I couldn't place her.
No. She may well have been on the campus during the 9 months and not there for summer school at the time that you were there. Is there any particular student that stands out in your mind as being someone unusual and who might have had some influence on you?
I really don't know the names of any. I know some that I thought were pretty good and pretty accomplished, but
I just don't remember
the names.
No, that really isn't a fair question. That really isn't.
I had one of my friends was with me at the summer school 1 year, Gladys Johnson.
Uh-huh. Did you know Mosella Weld at all?
No.
Frank Weld's daughter?
No, I didn't. I think I was too busy studying.
You were busy. When I look at that, I do understand that. You felt that President Weld was fairly friendly to students.
I thought he was,
Well accepted.
Mm-hmm.
How did the faculty feel about him? Did you have any sense of that?
I don't know.
They would not have talked about that sort of thing with a student.
No, not in those days anyway.
No. How about organizations? During the summer, did the YWCA, was that still active?
Didn't contact me.
No. Those were very active. That was a very active group on the campus during those years.
Mm-hmm.
But it may well be that didn't become a part of the summer activities.
Probably not.
No. What did you do for fun? Did you have, you didn't have to work night and day.
Well, as I told you, I went out for those evening sports events.
Yes, evening sports.
And that kept me going. And then we'd go to the movies
mm-hmm.
in Fargo. I can remember walking home from the movies. It's a long walk.
It's a long walk, but we did it fairly often, didn't
we? We did, too.
Yes, yeah.
And we sometimes had things going on in the evening in the school.
Uh-huh. Were there any things in town other than the movies that the students were encouraged to attend? church services or church groups?
Church services. Mm-hmm. We went to church on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Was this a policy of the school to?
I don't think they had anything to do with it.
They didn't have anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm. I was brought up in the church, so naturally I went to church.
Yes, yes, you would go. How about a group of you getting together and going for coffee or ice cream or?
Oh, yes, we did that. And I remember one night we went to a dance out in the country, one of these barn dances. Mm-hmm. Got back at 3 o'clock in the morning. We had to go to class almost immediately, and I had the worst time that day to keep my eyes open. I almost went to sleep in one of my classes.
Were you living in a dormitory on the campus at that time, or campus?
I never lived in the dormitories. Mm-hmm. They were full. But I lived in a house right across from the Weld Hall.
I see. So
I roomed and boarded at that place the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Where I stayed the next year, I think we got an apartment some of the summers when we came down.
Uh-huh. You and some of your friends would live in an apartment. Now, were there hours on the campus?
They were in the dormitories.
Uh-huh. But if you lived off campus, I'm just getting back to coming back home at 3 in the morning here.
Oh, we were not at the dormitory then. So that would have been a little hard to explain.
That would have been a little hard to explain. So they probably did have hours that were...
They had hours, because I remember the lady in charge of the dormitory was pretty strict.
Mm-hmm.
I did stay at the dormitory for... week or two, I don't know why. Maybe I was visiting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember that we had to be there promptly at the hour required.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Weekends we could be out a little longer, 11.
Mm-hmm.
And one summer, they were so crowded here that they sent us over to Concordia. And I stayed in the dormitory there.
I see.
And there they were very strict about getting in on time.
Uh-huh. Now, did Concordia have a summer school too? Or
I don't think they had one that summer because
they put the
overflow from here and there.
Yes, otherwise they probably wouldn't have had room for you. Was the barn dance was this the sort of recreation that happened fairly often in this area?
Yes, there used to be a lot of barn dancing.
Uh-huh.
And after I went out teaching the rural schools, I used to go to lots of barn dances.
Yes, that was a form of recreation in the small communities.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then other schools I taught where they had regular dancing too.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I did a lot of dancing in those days.
Yes.
But you know, in those days they didn't have so much drinking and carrying on.
No. So it was...
They were much nicer.
It was
more orderly.
Mm. So it wouldn't have been frowned on by parents or...
No.
Or... people who have a real concern about their children, what they do.
I can only remember one where there was a lot of disorder, and that was this is some time after I started teaching, and I was in a Bohemian Slovak settlement.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a dance. They had it, I believe they had it on Easter night. I thought it was so funny.
Uh-huh.
You see, Easter Eve and Easter Day were considered to be Easter, and then after that they could have a dance.
I see. Uh-huh.
And they... priest came and blessed the dance before we started.
Oh,
but that night some of the men got drunk and they started fighting on the floor and I got scared.
Oh.
I didn't go back to any of those dances.
The blessing didn't help a whole lot for that night. No. Did you feel the people in town here were pretty receptive to the college students? Did they seem to enjoy them?
As far as I was concerned, they were. Mm-hmm. Of course, I didn't go out much because I was too busy studying.
Yes, you were busy. Right. How about teas? Were there any teas on the campus? You know, with a cup of tea and white gloves? And
oh, no.
Nothing like that
nothing
in the summer.
Nothing like that in the summer.
No, much more informal than that. Now, I know that you've said that you weren't the least bit interested in music.
Well, I was interested, but I had no ability.
No ability in that. But I know that you have a great deal of ability in speech. And are very interested in that.
Yes, very much so.
Did you begin speech activities here? I haven't found any speech teacher listed for that time.
Yes, we had a speech teacher.
You did have a speech teacher.
I took speech here, one course of it.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I did most of my work in speech at the University of North Dakota when I got my certificate from there.
Mm-hmm. Was your major then, was it in speech and theater, or was it in history, or...
Well, I had two majors. I had one in math.
You had one in math.
And one in social studies, including history, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a strong minor in speech.
In speech.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And another minor in administration.
Oh, yes. did you, I know that you went on and you not only taught, but you were in school administration, you were principal, and how about your training here at Morehead State? Did it prepare you at all for that?
I'm trying to remember.
I'm sure that your work at UND gets mixed up with your Morehead State.
It does.
Certainly you had some role models here. There were women in administrative
posts.
Yes,
there were. I remember the registrar. Now, what was her name again? I thought I remembered it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Miss Owens.
Oh, you remember Jessie Owens.
Oh, yes. She was very good to me.
Was she?
Yeah, she helped me get the subjects I wanted.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I remember her and Frick and Leonard. I remember them and Kesey.
Oh, yes. Tell us about your relationship with Kesey.
Oh, we had very good...
You did.
Rapport.
Yeah.
I even helped him with some of the preparatory work that he had, if he wanted some special typing or something done. Another teacher
You sort of acted as a student assistant to him then?
Well, partly.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I liked him very much, and one of my friends married him.
Oh. What was her name?
She taught with me at...
She's a voice teacher. Agnes...
Funny how your memory fades out.
I can remember her first name, but I can't remember.
Yes.
I can't remember her.
She taught in the same school as I did.
Did
after
she?
After I started teaching in town.
You taught here in Morehead State?
No,
in Morehead?
No.
No, you mean when you started to teach after you'd left rural teaching?
Yes.
You taught in the same school with her?
Yes.
And she was teaching music and you were teaching?
And she was also teaching English, I think, besides
music. I see. Music and English, and you were teaching history and math at that time?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And then I got into speech and debate, and then they took my history away from me, which I didn't like, but I couldn't handle everything.
No, that's right.
And I wouldn't give up my math, so.
No. Your speech activities have been ongoing activities over many years.
They really started here at Morehead. I took speech here.
Uh-huh. And you've had contact with Morehead State since that time.
Oh, yes. Been here to their speech events and to their debate tournaments, and I've been a lot.
You've been a lot of that. I think I'd written down here someplace you received some honor, but I can't find it right now, at one debate tournament here.
You must have been Coach of the Year.
Yes, Coach of the Year.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yes, I got that at the tournament here.
Uh-huh. Did you normally bring students here then to take part in those tournaments?
Always.
Mm-hmm. And were there Morehead State people that came out to judge tournaments that you sponsored in your area?
I like to have Morehead State come because I like their judging. Mm-hmm. Who was that man that did so much speech work?
Well, I think Sock Glassford used to come out a lot as far as judging.
Yeah, he was a good judge.
Yes, he judged.
And I think I had classes with him, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the first year, that was later on.
That would have been later on.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But I don't, I didn't come across the name of an early speech teacher.
I had one, I remember getting speech.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's probably that I just missed it as I was going through this.
And I started my math work here too.
Mm-hmm.
And history, of course, that was my favorite, first favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know really which I like best, though, speech, history, or math.
Math. I think it's interesting that you were able to pull yourself up in math after first disliking it. I work a lot with women coming back to school, and they...
I never disliked speech.
No, you didn't ever dislike speech and history, but the math you did because you weren't good at it.
Oh, that was my
dad
that brought
me. And then your dad managed to pull you through. There are lots of women who still dislike math because...
That was when I went to the rural school that he helped me get it.
Yes, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did a lot of work on programs and giving talks and things when I was in the rural schools even.
Oh, did you?
And through high school.
Uh-huh. You mean you trained people to give programs, or you went out and gave programs?
I was doing things in different programs.
You were doing things in the different programs. When did you become much interested in the historical aspect of Norman County?
I think it was when I wrote my master's
Your master's thesis.
Yeah, my master's thesis. Because I decided to take the history of Norman County.
Oh.
I liked history.
Mm-hmm.
So I started going through everything I could find in the town, all the records from clubs and county and city and churches, and then I went through every volume of the Norman County Index. And by the time I got through, I began to really think, well, I better write something really good about this county.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finished it up, my master's thesis for that. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I had my oral, I wasn't a bit afraid of the oral because I knew the material so well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked forward to it. And my brother said, well, how can you, I think you'd be nervous. I said, no, I'm not nervous.
Well, when did you receive your master's degree?
Was this 1940, I believe.
Uh-huh. This was before you went to teach in Ada.
No, yes, I didn't go to Ada to 43.
Uh-huh. Yes, mm-hmm. So you finished it then. Well, I've just become interested in a lot of history now, too, and that's why I'm so fascinated by the book that you put out. And
I've always loved history.
Uh-huh.
I read histories instead of stories when I was a youngster at home.
Is that right?
We had a set 10,000 years of history, and I read that all through.
Mm.
I don't know if I do it now, but I did then.
No, but that does show the influence that your family had on you.
Oh,
not only did was your family supportive of your going on to school, they did a lot of training for you.
Yes, they did.
With the math and then having those history books there so that you could read them.
Oh, we had lots of books.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that we always had.
Mm-hmm. Did they teach you Norwegian in your home?
I learned Norwegian when my grandfather stayed with me, or with us.
Uh-huh.
But he died, well, he went to live with his daughter after a while. And after he left, we didn't speak Norwegian anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I could speak it fluently when I was 5-6 years old.
I think the problem was that they suddenly decided right around the 1930s that they were going to give up their Norwegian services and things of that sort, and it was too bad in many ways. I understand the pressures for that and being a part of the melting pot and all that sort of thing.
I wish I had kept it up.
Yes.
When I went to Norway, I've been there a couple of times, and mm-hmm. some of it came back.
Did it?
Uh-huh. Conversational Norwegian.
Yes. The things that you learn as a small child often mm-hmm. often stay with one very
but
well.
But I'd like to know the really educated Norwegian.
Yes. Yes. Now, with your great interest in history, and as Morehead State is working toward this 100th anniversary, if you were to make a judgment from your background in working with this field, what would you say would be the important things for Morehead State to be doing at this time? You say prepare.
Well,
for
I think maybe they're starting to do it, getting all these people to bring in their.
That the interviews
yes,
are helpful
uh-huh.
because it does give
that's
you
right.
a picture you don't get from the books.
That's true.
You know.
And then, of course, you've got all the records and things to go over. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of things to do.
Yes.
It's kind of fun, though. I kind of enjoy working at things like that.
Yes. But I don't think anybody's doing a lot with the records.
It's
Sock Glassroot is writing a history,
mm-hmm.
and so he's obviously doing those kinds of records. He's going through those kinds of records. But you went through a lot of legal records, and you really had a picture of every aspect of Norman County. I sometimes wonder if we're following through with as much of this as we should do. 100 years is a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. You've got a lot to cover. You see, I didn't have that much to cover.
No. You had 75 years, didn't you, in the Norman County? Was that the Norman County's 100th?
Yeah, that's right. We had 100 years.
You did have 100 years, too. So
my master's degree went back to the start of Norman, start of Ada.
The start of Ada.
Well, of course, Norman County, I had that in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the centennial came up, they asked me to finish it up, bring it up to date. So then I did at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of work, but, I enjoyed it.
Uh-huh. What it takes is somebody who's just steeped. Mm-hmm. And I suppose Sock Glassroot comes the closest because he's been here for so many years.
Yes.
And, of course, he has a strong background. And maybe I'm worrying unnecessarily that there are other aspects, perhaps, that other people
should be. There must be others here, too, that have been here, or at least taught here before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Byron Murray is still around.
Yes.
Did you
he's
know
another
Byron
one I
all?
Had
yes.
class with. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I had quite a bit of history here in Mm-hmm. Some good history teachers.
And good history teachers. Do you, I notice you have some notes. Are there some things that I haven't covered that you...
I don't know. I think you've been covering them pretty well.
Uh-huh. Anything that you'd like to
we
add?
We talked about the discipline was strict at that time, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
I remember mm-hmm. that they couldn't carry on the way they can today.
No.
No smoking allowed, I tell you, in the dormitories.
Uh-huh.
A woman seen smoking would have been reprimanded.
Yes. And how about, were there any faculty that, women faculty that smoked at that time?
I never saw any smoke.
No.
If they did it, they didn't do it in public.
No.
In fact, I remember how shocked we got when our first women started smoking in our high school.
Oh, yes.
And we don't have too many doing it yet in our high school.
No. Well, I think enough information has come out about smoking now. It has nothing to do with whether it's moral or immoral, but whether it's healthy or not.
That's right. I guess you've covered most of what I couldn't think of a thing today, and I thought, my, this is going to be a pretty a pretty poor interview.
It's amazing how much you do remember, isn't it?
Well, you kind of brought it back to me.
You remember the flavor of the time, which is very important.
I worked very hard here, but I really enjoyed it, and I really appreciated Morehead,
mm-hmm.
Morehead State College at that time.
Uh-huh. They did take their teaching seriously.
They did. And I think the students were more serious, too.
Mm-hmm.
We really worked. Because
mm-hmm.
if we didn't, we'd hear about it.
Yes.
I think the teachers were really strict, but that was all right.
Oh. Right. Well, I surely want to thank you, Lenora. It was very nice of you to come down. I know you're still busy with your museum, that you're working in 4 days a week at that museum.
Yeah, we are working on a pictorial history now of Norman County.
Are you?
We have about 4,000 pictures now in our collection.
Mm.
And that is some job. We've been working on it for 2 years. This is our third year.
Uh-huh. That's a big job.
And so when we get through, we'll have pictures that will illustrate the
different
activities and different periods of the county.
Mm-hmm. That would be something we could do for our 100th anniversary
here. Yes, that would be good. You know,
to have a pictorial history
mm-hmm.
of the college.
Because pictures really tell an awful lot.
Yes, they do.
You can learn so much from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Chinese say a picture's worth 10,000 words. So.
Right. That's right.